Once there was a little girl named Clara, whose family was having a wonderful Christmas party on Christmas Eve. There were a beautiful Christmas tree and lots of delicious food. Clara ran back and forth to the front door to welcome the guests. "Merry Christmas," she said, as each one kissed her on the cheek. Then they all went inside to dance and eat and open their Christmas presents. The last to arrive was Clara's godfather, Herr Drosselmeyer. All the children loved him very much because he was such a wonderful storyteller. Clara thought he could even perform magic. "Merry Christmas, Clara," he said, handing her a heavy package. "Merry Christmas, and thank you," Clara cried, lifting a large wooden nutcracker from the wrappings. "He looks like a very brave soldier," she said. "And so he is," Herr Drosselmeyer replied. Just then, musicians began to play a lively tune, and all the grown-ups joined together to dance. Clara carried her nutcracker over to where her cousins and friends were all playing with their new dolls. She held him very carefully and hummed a soft Christmas carol. All of a sudden, Clara's little brother, Fritz, jumped up from behind the sofa and grabbed the nutcracker away from his sister. "No, Fritz, no," Clara cried, chasing him. Soon all the children were running after Fritz. But the nutcracker was very heavy, and Fritz was a very little boy. The nutcracker crashed to the floor and broke. Sadly, Clara picked up her injured nutcracker and showed him to Herr Drosselmeyer. "Why, Clara," he said, tying his handkerchief around the nutcracker's broken jaw. "Many good soldiers get hurt in battle. This will be his bandage, and you will be his nurse." And he wiped her tears away and handed the nutcracker back to her. Clara was a very good little nurse. She gently tucked the nutcracker into the doll's bed she had received as a Christmas present. She stayed by his side until all the guests had gone home. Then she kissed him goodnight and went up to bed. But Clara could not stop thinking about her nutcracker, so back downstairs she crept and lifted him from the little bed. Then she curled up on the sofa and fell asleep with the nutcracker in her arms. That night, while Clara was sleeping, Herr Drosselmeyer came into the room. He quietly took the handkerchief off the nutcracker's jaw and gently waved it over Clara and the nutcracker. Suddenly, the nutcracker changed into a handsome prince, standing guard over Clara while she slept.